The Shabbos before Purim is known as Shabbos Zachar. And that's the minhag olam. We read Parashat Zachar, we read from Parashat Kisetze. What happens if someone is a chola, they can't make it to shul? Parashat Zachar on Shabbos. So is there a din tashulman? Can you make up Parashat Zachar? That's it. The Shabbos, if you miss it, you miss it. It's a mu'uvas lo yachol liskon. So, of course, you can make it up by hearing another Parashat Zachar. But the question is, can we fulfill the mitzvah Parashat Zachar on Purim morning? What do you mean Purim morning? Kriyas HaMegillah, that's a separate chiyuv. You have to read Kriyas HaMegillah. However, there's a Kriyas HaTorah we read Purim morning by Yovel Amoek at the end of Parashat Bishalach. So it also talks about Amoek. So the question is, we normally read on Shabbos Parashat Zachar from Kisetze, not from Bishalach. So is it enough to read Parashat, would be a problem when one reads Parashat Bishalach? Of course, the Baal Korei and everyone have in mind. When you read at the end of Bishalach, Zosi Karam Basefer, Ki Macho Emche Zecher Amoek. I would totally eliminate the memory of Amoek from under the heavens. So we say, Ki Macho Emche. And, you know, Kisetze, the Lashon is a little different. Would that make a difference? The Lashon at the end of Kisetze is, let's go check for a second. Timche Zecher Amoek. So it says, It says, "What's going on?" Shacharcha v'aderek, v'nivah shemalkecho cha timcha ezecher amalek mitachas amayim. As opposed to kimako emcha, you must do it. So the Magen Avraham writes, after all said and done, that yes, one can be yotzei the mitzvah parashat Zachar if they miss parashat Zachar and Shabbos. They can make, in fact, it's the famous Shaila that Truma Sadeshin raises. What happens if you only, let's say you're in jail, or you only can get one babysitter, and you only can come to shul either Purim morning or Shabbos Parashat Zachar? So Pashtis, Parashat Zachar is a din daraisa, and Megillah is only Drabbanan, Divrei Kabbalah, so therefore, you would, if your choice is, you hear Parashat Zachar. So what the Truma Sadeshin raises, based and the Magen Avraham, then no, it's true, Parashat Zachar is Daraisa, but perhaps you could fulfill Parashat Zachar as well by reading the Torah at the end of Bishalach, you could be Yotze Yemitzu of Parashat Zachar. So according to the Magen Avraham, one can fulfill the mitzvah of Parashat Zachar with the reading of Bishalach Purim morning. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, other poskim disagree. They don't like the Magen Avraham. They say, no, you cannot. That means you'd have to get the babysitter for Shabbos. Because Parashat Zachar, again, this is assuming it's a man. We didn't get into a woman's obligation yet. But assuming you can only get one, so then Parashat would be true. You wouldn't have to hear Parashat Zachar because that's the Raisa. And you can't fulfill Parashat Zachar. You can't fulfill Parashat Zachar with Parashat Bishalach. That's a machlokes haposkim. What's the issue on whether you could be yotze zechiras amalek Parashat Zachar with Parashat Bishalach? So the Mefarshim point out, because in Kisetze it's much more explicit, the timcha, that you have your obligation to destroy amalek. In Bishalach, it's a little less explicit. It's more indirect. So if you assume Zechira is mitam mechia, if you assume the mitzvah of Zechira is connected to mechia somehow, so then you'd have a problem. There's not enough of mechia in Parshas Bishalach. So the Magen Avraham holds Zechira is an independent mitzvah. If you hold Zechira is an independent mitzvah, independent from mechia, so then Parshas B'Shalach works. So that's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah and others. So obviously, it's best to hear a Shabbos Parshas Zachar. And you have no other option, so at least you have the Magen Avraham to rely on post facto. However, the post can even say further, that's by a man. But by a woman, you should even have more people who are molded, who agree to it, because in general, there's the woman achayev and mikra megillah, because avema yubozanes. There's a shy, what about Shabbos parsha, what about parsha Zohar? So the chinach writes, they're putter, because rabbanei machoman, you know, he's clearly assuming zechir is connected to mechia. The minchas chinach disagrees and says that the achayev, because it's a machamas mitzvah. Even a kala has to come out. And the binyan tzion seems to go with the minchas chinach's mahalach, and that was his, he quotes from his Rebbe, Rav Nassim, the Chasim Sofer, Rav Nassim Adu, who said they are chayev. And he used to have a special minyan for women in Frankfurt. That was the minyan. Others, some have that minyan today. Either right after davening, you have it before mincha. I think Rav Moshe, they claim, was against the minyan. So, because Rav Moshe held they were putter from Parsha. If you putter from Parsha Zachar, so it's a shaila taking out a Sefer Torah. If that, maybe it's a bizayin ha-sefer, it's not enough of a tzarech. Some people try to get 10 men who haven't heard it, so therefore it becomes a tzarech. But either way, it seems to be, it's a machlokes, it's different minhagim, if people have a special Parsha Zachar minyan for the women or not. But, so there's the Chazon Ish writes, the Steipur's son, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he wrote out, when he lost his mother, he wanted to put out a sefer, so besides the sefer, but he wanted to put out something for his mom. So he wrote down different things he heard from his mother, like what's so special about his mom, besides being his mom. She was her brother was the Chazon Ish. So therefore, he said different things the Chazon Ish told her. So one time, I guess, it was a big family. The sisters were sitting around, and he said, don't worry, if you don't go to shul all year round, you don't need to go Parsha Zachar. Rishonim say they're exempt from Parsha Zachar. It's only the Achronim who say the Chayavs. You could go over to Rishonim. So that's a discussion. So if the Patr, there's nothing to talk about. But if you assume the Chayav in Parsha Zachar, so therefore, even those who would say that the Magen Avraham would say that the Taina and the Magen Avraham for men is the Lav B'nei Machama Ninhu. So some want to point out, however, Manashach, if Parsha Zachar is connected to women, if Parsha Zachar is connected to Mechiyas HaMalek, so the Pater. So then, okay, so it's not an issue, B'Shalach won't work, they're exempt. But if Zachir is an independent mitzvah, so then Parsha's B'Shalach should work. So some say Manashach, maybe for women. So for men, it's a bigger shaila, but it's the Magen Avraham to rely on to be Yotzei Parsha Zachar with the Yom HaMalek. And women, perhaps even according to many other deists, that since that you would say the women are exempt, women can fulfill the mitzvah Parsha Zachar with Parsha B'Shalach. So that's the shaila the Trumas Hadeshin raises. So you have the Machlokas, Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, and others, by whether a man could be Yotzei, because maybe it's not a big enough Timcha Zecher HaMalek, but by a woman, Mamanashach, if it's the Rabbanei Muhammad, you know, like the Chinuch says, so then they'd be putter. And then in only Zecher Alma, you know, maybe perhaps according to the Minchas Chinuch, might hold, even though the Rabbanei Muhammad, you know, they're still Chayiv. So therefore, that might not help us, because it says they go out for mitzvah purposes. So the Sefer Chinuch would answer, no, that they don't go out for machama purposes. They just go out. They help out in the cooking and other factors. Either way, so that's the Mikra Din, they're probably putter. You have Rishonim to rely on. So there's more room for. There's a lot more room for a woman who Meikar HaDin are probably, or going to many, are exempt, to rely on hearing Parsha Zachar for a morning. So if you only can get one babysitter and you have to hear Megillas Esti, you have what to rely on to hear it on Tuesday morning or Purim morning.